And so one way of providing access control is using an access control matrix. Now, this is a matrix that is some kind of a table. You specify, you list the objects or the files that are in the computer. Object number one, object number two, number three, number four, number five, number six. This could be directories, could be system files, could be whatever it is. And then you list the list of subjects that are supposed to access this computer. You have the general manager, you have the manager of every department, you have the system administrators, you have the accountants, you have normal employees, you have the marketing people, and so on. So in this matrix, you specify who is supposed to do what with what resource. Now in this case, you have subject one is supposed to read and write object number two, and subject number two is supposed to execute or delete this object number three. And then subject number five is supposed to list or copy object number five. The rest are just empty. So subject number one, for instance, is not supposed to do anything with object number one, three, four, five, and six, and so on.